John Lewis, Dublin, June 1980,
Lesouches. Yes.
When Cutts arrived in the United States, he spoke very little English, and it was his custom to visit the same drugstore every morning to get his breakfast. He would enter the drugstore and approach the counter. The man behind the counter would say, "Yes," and he would say, "An egg, please." "On toast?" asked the man. Now, Cutts had a phrase book, but the phrase "and toast" was not contained in it. And Cutts took this to be a greeting. So next morning, on approaching the counter, when the man said, "On toast," he clicked his heels and bowed. He continued this practice for many weeks until he discovered that "on toast" was a question about the way he wished the egg to be served and not a greeting. And then, finding himself a little foolish, he told this story many times to his friends. After the war, he visited Cambridge, and he was invited to dinner at a high table in a well-known college. He was seated beside a distinguished-looking scholar who spoke not a word to him during the meal. At the end of the meal, he rose and clicked his heels, bowed to Cutts, and said, "A toast."